You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I couldn't resist tipping you off this month about a Celtic festival that's coming up on the Wheel of the Year. Make way for the Fire Festival of Beltane. Now, the Wheel of the Year is an annual cycle of seasonal festivals. These festivals are still keenly observed by many modern pagans and Wiccan folk, but you don't actually need to be a Wiccan or a pagan in order to weave these festivals into the fabric of your life. And that's what I do. So the Wheel of the Year keeps on turning, and it's a repeating cycle of spring to summer, summer to autumn, autumn to winter, and winter to spring. And we're arriving at the point on that wheel. We're heading towards Beltane, which is one of the major festivals on the Wheel of the Year. And it happens 30th of April is when it starts, and it goes through to May Day. When I celebrate these festivals, I do it to create my own connection to the energies, those cycles of nature, and to reconnect as well to my ancestors, those who walked the path of life before me. It's now part of my spiritual lifestyle to celebrate these festivals, and I'd love you to join in too, because it's great fun. I can't always get to the locations where other people are celebrating these ancient Celtic festivals in the way that is traditional. So what I do is I create my own small homage to these festivals by creating an altar at home. I like to observe the festivals in my own special way. It honours my relationship with nature, it honours the changing seasons, and it's a way to connect with others like me through the communal art of ceremony and celebration. Now, the Wheel of the Year has always given us a great excuse to honour our beliefs, give thanks and gratitude where thanks and gratitude is deserved. So I like to also use it to ask when we feel we need help, and to also celebrate the best parts of the lives that we're already living. Part of what really makes us human is to embrace ceremony and ritual. Humans love it. It gives us a real focal point and a meaning and a purpose of how we mark the passage of time. People love ceremony and festivals, don't they? And these were really natural ways to honour key dates of the passing year in ancient times. We don't do it as much as we used to nowadays, but we have our own days. You know, think Valentine's, Christmas, and some of the other kind of festivals that we celebrate through the year. Now, don't forget, it was once the case that our very lives depended on the seasons. They don't seem to quite as much anymore. But what was going on outside our front doors was actually key to how our lives were run in ancient times. It affected us, you see, on every single level. So the Wheel of the Year, in a way, marked those special days on the annual cycle, and everyone could follow the Wheel of the Year, and it reminded them, and I suppose us too, if we still celebrate it, of the seasonality of our lives and marking the passage of time. So I like to celebrate the Wheel of the Year in some form whenever I'm able to. And observing the cycle of the seasons has been very important to many people, both ancient and modern, so why not join in? Beltane then. Beltane, it's spelt B-A-L-T-A-N-E. Beltane is a celebration of the return of the warmer days. It's the celebration of fertility, of the land, of livestock and people. It's a celebration of the summer months that lie ahead. Now, the word Beltane actually translates as bright fire, and therefore it goes without saying that this festival requires the lighting of some kind of fire. Usually the lighting of Beltane bonfires is what I've always known it to be associated with. Now, Beltane actually means fires of Bel. Bel was a Celtic deity, and it's a fire festival that really celebrates the coming of summer, the fertility of the coming year. And when I decided I was going to make an altar to celebrate Beltane, that is what I decided my altar would have to be about then too. Summer doesn't officially begin until June. May Day marks the start of summer, and May Day celebrations have been carried out in England for over 2,000 years. Now, obviously, it wasn't only in England that Beltane was celebrated. It was throughout the British Isles. All Celts used to celebrate Beltane. Fire, it was celebrated as a purifying element and also as a healing element. And there was something extra special about Beltane fire, though. It was revered as a sacred fire. It was a fertility and creation fire. This, you know, at the beginning of the new farming calendar was a celebration that everyone in the community would be hoping to really, really celebrate this, because they needed a fruitful year for their families, for their livestock, and for the produce that grew in their fields. It's why it was such an important festival. It was about casting off the darkness and celebrating the light. It's a time for celebrating fertility. Fertility in the body, fertility in the mind, and fertility in the spirit as well. And it was about the coming together of the May Queen and the Green Man, the ancient goddess and god that represented fertility and growth.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Now, Beltane rituals would often be a chance for courting couples in the community as well. Young men and women traditionally spending time together during the run-up to Beltane, turning the promise of romance into the prospect of marriages. Couples would head to the woods and the hedgerows together, and they'd gather blossoms during the day, and they'd share the fun of the dancing and the celebrations and the revelries into the darkest part of the night. Hearts and romance warmed, no doubt, by the crackling, dancing, sacred Beltane flames. People leapt over the Beltane fire to bring good fortune and fertility of mind, body and spirit, and also to bring them happiness through the coming year, but I doubt I'll be leaping over any fires any time soon. And back at home in ancient times, hearth fires having been kept alight through the winter, well, these fires would be deliberately put out at Beltane. The hearth fire space would be thoroughly cleaned and cleared, and then it would be reset, prepared, ready to receive the sacred Beltane flame that would be lit in the evening and then shared using lit torches by the community. Everybody would go and they'd take some of the sacred flame, and then they'd take it back to their own hearths and light it. So this fire connected the community and connected the community to the seasons and also to each other, which is incredible, really, when you think about it. Now, I don't know about you, but I love to welcome traditions like the celebration of Beltane into my life. I do it in a 21st century way, though, and a way that suits me. How do I do it? Well, not many people celebrate Beltane near where I live in Oxfordshire, and so I find ways to bring the tradition into my home in a really simple way. I can't light a huge bonfire in my back garden, it wouldn't be big enough, and I doubt my friends would come over to ceremonially jump over it anyway. So what I do is I like to adapt traditions so I can pay my respects to them simply and quietly, but do it in my own way, a way that's really easy for me to achieve. I'm sure my way is much lower key than leaping bonfires and banging hand drums and making large sounds and dancing and being creative with my music. But what I do is still important to me, and it's a nod to the ancestors of the past. It's got to be done, really, as far as I'm concerned. I actually have an altar space on a large footstool that occupies a place in the centre of my living room at home. Unless you knew what an altar looks like, you'd probably not even realise that this was an altar. It actually just looks like a plain and simple footstool with a woolen throw neatly draped over it. And then to one side, there's a large round wooden tray onto which I like to assemble whatever represents my altar pieces. It's actually an altar in disguise. So on this central altar for Beltane, I would need to bring together the elements of the Beltane festival as a mark of respect to it. And knowing what each of those different things were for the festival and what I've put on my altar to represent it, it means that whenever I look at my altar, I'd be able to read it and it would have Beltane written all over it. I could then sit with it, this altar in pride of place, and enjoy it for the entire festival season. And that's what I'm intending to do. So the sacred Beltane fire, which I've talked about so much, well, that would usually have to be started afresh by quickly rubbing pieces of wood against each other. Well, I can't do that, but I can represent the freshness of a brand new fire by lighting a candle that hasn't been used before. And I can represent the full fertility of that fire by having a truly generous sized candle on the altar. One of those candles, you know, that has multiple wicks that can be lit all at the same time. That would represent my sacred, virgin, fertile fire at the heart of the festival brilliantly. And I'd put some colourful ribbons around the bottom of the candles too. Then that would look a little bit like a maypole. I also have some incense that I bought in Starchild, a shop in Glastonbury that specialises in that kind of thing. And this incense is called Green Man, so I think I'll burn that on my altar. I love the idea of flirty couples collecting blossoms together, so perhaps I'll arrange something to represent that in a vase as well. Some tails of green ivy from the garden to represent the green man, and then some flowery sprigs of blossoms to represent the May Queen. If I assembled them together in the right way, I could unite them in a vase on my altar space. And I'll probably add some more fresh tails of ivy around the outside of the wooden tray as well. Maybe tie some extra ribbon into it too, and maybe add a bell or two for music. I think that would look great. I need something creative in the altar, because this is really what this festival is about. It's a festival of creation. And at first I was a bit stuck on this, and I went onto Instagram to get some inspiration from some of the photography, some of the other pictures, some of the other ideas that other people had had. There are a whole load of Beltane altars on there, and there are lots on Pinterest too. And then it suddenly dawned on me, the whole altar I was planning fully embraced the creativity of the Beltane festival. In creating this Beltane altar, I was creating and acknowledging Beltane.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio, and I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and the feature you're listening to is all about the ancient Celtic fire festival of Beltane on April the 30th and how to create your own Beltane altar at home. And I'd like you to be able to celebrate Beltane too this year. And if you can't get to where other people are celebrating, why don't you join me? Create your own Beltane altar. Now that you know what to include, why don't you have a go? I'm going to take a photo of my Beltane altar and I'm going to put it on my Instagram account. You can find me on Instagram. I'm Amanda Nelson Lightworker. So if you look for me, you'll find a picture of my altar on there. And I'll be sure to use the hashtag Beltane altar as well. Let me spell that for you. It's BeltaneAltar. All right, Beltane altar. And when you get your search results, you can take a look at what I've done. You can compare it to what other altars are there as well. All right, I think that would be great. And it was so interesting to know that now that I know how to assemble what, you know, the essential elements for a Beltane altar are, that I've actually been able to go back to Instagram and also Pinterest and have a look at what other people are doing. And I've started to be able to read the other people's altars, know why they've made it the way they have. I really hope you're going to make your own Beltane altar. And if you do, let me see it. Tag me in some way so I can see what you're inspired to come up with. Happy Beltane, everyone. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life. You can find out more about me, my courses, and Future Self Energetics at my lifestyle website, beyondthegoldenegg.com. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at Ask Amanda Nelson. Focus on the quality of the energy in your energy field. Focus on your entire energy field every single day, because a great energy field has the potential to change anything. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week. Love to you and yours. Bye-bye.